Here is another Explorer tape. Recordings taken from the research file of the Monroe Institute of Applied Sciences. This is one of a series that has been released by the Institute upon the request of many. Many who believe that such information needs to be part of man's general knowledge. Our explorers, as we call them, are individuals who have learned to move into other states of consciousness, utilizing special institute methods to do so, and without the use of drugs or electrical stimulation. Most important, each has learned to comment and report vocally during such states. It is the recording of such commentary along with that of the monitor that you will hear. The explorer is lying down in total darkness in an isolation booth, wearing audio headphones. Various electrodes are attached to the body to signal physiological states to the instruments in the control room. A microphone picks up the voice for recording. In this case, our explorer is NKH, a new member of the team. She has reached a familiar state of awareness where her reporting may or may not be totally her own. Here it is.
On this occasion, it has been decided by those of the council that Hathor must speak to you of love in relation to your world. This subject must be made clear to you and those with whom you are associated. You radiate to all those you meet a great love of humanity, a great seeking in this love, a great striving for knowledge through love, and this is very good. The council of the servers of love has existed through the realms of eternity from the very beginning. During this period of the Piscean Age, when so much hatred, cruelty, and destruction have come upon your world, this council has only set forth to contact and be with very few upon your earth. Now, as the millennia has passed and the Aquarian Age has dawned upon creation, the Council of the Servers of Love once more has come forth to bring the essence of their guidance to those upon your plane. It is great concern to all those members who take part in the service of this council that your world be given a fuller understanding of the essence and the reality of love. For only through love can your world be saved from a final destruction. We speak not of love as a physical reality, but as a mental reality. We speak not of love which a man gives in relation to his wife, but we speak of love which all creatures upon your earth are endowed with a knowledge to obtain. We speak of the thought. We speak of the thought in the beginning and of the relationship of this thought to those creatures which were created upon your world. For this thought has been and shall continue to be ingrained in the very atoms of the structure of these creatures. During the course of evolution and the spirit coming into matter and the matter becoming physical and the spirit becoming less and less in the matter, the essence of the thought and the love has lost the magnitude of the original vibration which was created in thought. There are those upon your world who are born into physical matter, who choose the vehicle into which they will be born, who, upon entering this vehicle, find that the thought and the essence of love and nurturing, which should be theirs as a matter of course, is lost or diminished to a point where the very atoms of the structure of your creatures is greatly denied the nourishing of the thought of love. The council has looked, has seen, and studies the creatures on your world. And this study is of great importance to all those on the council who have dedicated their knowledge to service of those upon your plane. We, those of us who are engaged in this service, must render to your world a revitalizing of the thought in the creatures which will come forth in your civilization. For in many, the thought has so dimmed that the original plan and capacity for love, not only of self, but of all other creatures, has become almost extinct. It is of great concern to those on this council that this condition must be in time eradicated from your world. For when the thought of love no longer exists, then there comes to your world materialism greed, and hate. As you so readily understand, these conditions can do nothing but destroy. Through your work in this place, in which our channel has been sent, we feel that you will give to many the revitalization of the thought and the continuance of the giving once more of this love to all your civilization. If you will think in your mind and you will picture a clear pool of water, and you will see that any who strive to bring to others this thought of love may cast a pebble into this clear water and watch the ripples go forth. If you will think of these ripples as the ripples of the thought of love which are spread to all those on your world, then you will find that in the eyes of this council and in the realms of all spiritual life, you will be blessed and you will be successful in giving to your world a great service, and also you will save many souls who now head down a path towards destruction. We speak on this subject at this time, knowing, Robert, that there are many questions which you have, which you wish to ask of this channel. At this time, we feel that this subject of love is utmost in the minds of those of you who seek to better your world. The work that you do gives the essence of love to all. It is very good. It is very right. And you are blessed by us once more.
Thank you very much. Perhaps one of the most important things that you can do for us at this particular moment is to define very specifically then the energy that you label love, so that all can truly understand as best they can what it means.
Yes. If you will picture, in the beginning, and the terminology I understand is very difficult for those of you on your realm. However, we shall endeavor to make you understand. In the beginning, if you choose to say, there was a void, and yet the void was of essence. The essence was if you would also choose to say your God or the eternal light, whichever you choose, whatever terminology you choose, the something that was all. In this beginning, there could not be a separation between the essence and the wish to give. It was one. At this stage of the beginning, there came to the essence love. Love at that time was a desire of the essence to give of the essence, to share, to define, and to send forth. This was done, if you can picture, a great universal energy which was there and which was all there was. In the course of time, universes were created. This was done with love, which was a creating, a giving. This giving did separate the oneness from itself, and yet the oneness remained part of itself. The God or the essence knew that through creations of the different universes was good. The love had done the job, as you would say, of creating a thing, although on an infinitesimal scale, a thing that was good. This had to be continued. And so, the essence sent forth in spirit form part of it. There was only goodness, but this sending forth was also done out of a need for giving, which this essence had found that was necessary, that which was necessary was giving. In the course of time, these sparks, as you would say, which had come forth from the eternal, went to the worlds and the universes which had been created. These sparks went in many forms, many of which would not even be conceived by those upon your planet. And yet, all forms of life began with the thought at the same moment in a time which is not understandable by your race. When we speak of love, we speak of this moment when this great, unimaginable essence gave forth life.
And then how was this expressed, say, in our realm, our world here?
Yes, this is important. You have done much research in the past into the many theories which your society has put forth upon the coming in of the souls to human body. The best way to explain to those of your world is through a process which gives to the creatures upon your world a desire and a longing for giving and for nurturing. This is the same desire which in the beginning the oneness felt. Felt is not a good word. The oneness became. For in your creatures upon your world, there is in the very atomic structure the desire for giving of love, not only to offspring which come forth from these creatures, but to any form of creativity which they choose to partake of. This desire has come through many millennia into the very atomic structure. Those of your world, in many cases, have chosen through greed and hate to dim this very essence which has come forth to them. You will find, as you look about your society, there are many who are mothers who touch not their offspring, who give not to these new bodies the feeling of nurturing and of love. As a result, you find that these offspring grow into a world which they know not even has love. For this process must be in all cases on your world a rejuvenation in each offspring which comes forth. The crime, the mental illness, the hate, the greed, and the materialism are direct results of the denying of the giving of love. There are those in your society who would say, I have given birth to no children. And yet, there are children in many forms upon your world, not necessarily in human form, but any act which creates is a child. A child is given. You have looked upon your great art. You have listened to your great music. You have seen in many cases a child has been created of those who have taken part in this creation. This child could not have been created had not there been the thought and the love put forth. I and the members of the council will give to you, as best we can, a very brief definition of love. Love is a giving to all without so much as knowing the giving is done.
Sorry to interrupt, but we are near the end of this side of the cassette. So turn it over now, and we will continue on the other side.
As you know, once the thought is manifest, the thought becomes a thing. It is time upon your planet for many to learn the dangers which have been brought to your world. With the unbalanced conditions of hate and jealousy. We spoke previously of love and shall continue in the future to expound upon this subject. It is also proper that we speak briefly of hate and directly in relation to hate, jealousy. You will find upon your planet, if you take one soul who has the capacity to hate, that this soul will be so surrounded by evil as you would choose to speak of evil, that all those who contact this soul, whether in human form or in the form of the spirit, shall feel the vibrations of hate emanate and enter their own being. The energy of hate can penetrate all humanity, all of the notes upon the vibratory scale. And if strong enough, even the atomic structure. If you will look about you, you will see the results of the manifestation of hate and jealousy upon your planet. As you have seen the great wars, the destruction, the pain, the agony, in direct relation to these great wars is jealousy. For hate and jealousy walk hand in hand. If you will note, your offspring does not come forth knowing hate. Hate is taught by those upon your planet who have been so enmeshed in matter that they have taken their eyes from the spirit. They have surrounded the spirit in a density of matter through which love cannot penetrate. The offspring which come forth set in this same mold and are taught by the parent. It is of utmost importance that the people of your world realize not only the damage which they do to the soul of the offspring, but the damage they do to their own soul when hate, violence, and jealousy enter the world of the offspring. There is no action of evil, of unpleasantness, which takes place in the life of a child of your world, even from the first moment that the spirit enters the body, that is not retained in the memory of this child, and that will not manifest in some form at some time during the life cycle. It is the belief of those who are parents upon your world that a child can be too young to realize and to see and understand any form of communication, whether for good or evil. This is not correct. For this child is a mind and a spirit which is contained in a very small body. The soul chooses this body, chooses these parents, but the parents have the free will to inflict hate and violence not only directly upon this child, but create an environment of violence and hate through which this child will struggle, and as a result of, will struggle further through all the days in that incarnation. It is of utmost importance that your world should be made to understand that there is a direct relation between the violence encountered by a young child and the violence that this child will bring forth during the adulthood of its life. For so as is done to this child, it shall also do. This violence may come in many forms. It may be a violence of spirit, a violence of mind, or a violence of body. But it shall manifest in some way. For once the pebble is tossed, whether for good or evil, the ripples go forth. You should give to your world a great awakening as to the conditions which they set forth for the offspring to grow in. There are many of your doctors who have come to realize that if these offspring are put into an environment similar to that in the womb, they get, as you would say, a better start, a better foothold in your world. However, this should be carried much further. For once this child leaves the place of birth, leaves the controlled environment of the medical profession, he is put into a very, very shocking state. For he goes into a home, a place where there is all manifestation of violence, whether it be through your television, your newspapers, or whatever form of communication. Which surrounds this offspring, this manifesting of violence, hate, and evil directly affect this soul. Until your world comes to realize that in the very beginning, when a child comes forth, there must be love. Not only love for this child, but love in the surroundings and an atmosphere of love which surrounds this little one, then your world can never fully understand the essence of love of which we have spoken. We ask of you, Robert, to go forth with your work and bring to your world an understanding of these very inherent definite problems which your creatures have so manifested in themselves. We are of great concern for the damage which has been done to your world and for the survival of those when the time arrives when there will be great stress and destruction. If but a few can learn and begin to manifest in their children from the very moment of birth the environment of love, then this is a beginning. We ask that you do everything in your power to manifest this beginning.
I will make every attempt to do so. A question, though, is this particular problem of which you have given us a very great and interesting discussion, is this common in all of the other planets, or does it exist on all the other planets we see that may be surrounding or circling stars in the sky in far distant places?
As you have discovered in your studies and your travels, there are many galaxies with almost identical worlds to those worlds in your galaxy. There are other planets which manifest this problem in other galaxies. However, it seems to this council that your world, Earth, has been the one which has so enmeshed evil in matter that this one is of utmost concern at this time. A great balance depends upon your world, for as you know, what affects one planet in one galaxy affects all planets in all galaxies. This is the primary reason that we have chosen to come at this time once more to speak to those upon your planet. There are those, as we have told you in the past, those spirits who dedicate their energies to helping those upon different planets who need this help. We concentrate these energies which we possess in this council to your world.
In these other worlds, are they also aware of ways to solve this problem? Have they solved them so that we can learn from them?
There are, in many cases, worlds which have solved this problem. There is one example which we may give as far as your understanding will allow. There is a world which you would look upon as being made of a metallic substance which appears in your eyes to be glass. You would see on this world creatures who are not dissimilar to the creatures upon your world. who live inside this planet, who have the use of bodies very similar to your bodies, and yet who are of a vibration, of an energy, where these bodies need not be utilized. They live in this world. There is love. There is concern for those in all the other worlds which make up the universe. And there is with these creatures a condition which you would call a segment of society which is dedicated to going and traveling to other worlds for the sole purpose of helping those upon other planets to solve problems. This world of which I speak is a world which utilizes all the energies in a positive manner which have been given by the eternal force which created all. It is that this council looks upon this world with great approval. And there are those upon your planet which have been in contact with these beings and their energy. Yes, I will answer to you. The problem of hate has been solved upon other worlds. It will be through the evolution of species that this problem will be solved upon your world. However, as we have said, the first pebble must be tossed. Those beings upon your planet must be given to understand that there is a problem, for at this time they do not know this.
Is the question then in the solution to the problem, is it a question of evolution then? Is man not the ultimate evolution then on this planet?
Man is the ultimate evolution. However, there is much more evolution for man to encounter in order for him to elevate his soul and spirit to a point of essence. Through the millennia of time, when hate, greed, jealousy, and all other negative emotions have entered into the being of man, he has forgotten that he is of the spirit. He has forgotten that there even is a problem of hate. He has become so unbalanced and swings so to the negative side of his nature that he is not aware of the swinging. Man has inherent in himself the solutions to all problems. However, he must understand that there is a problem. if you can make known to your society, even to a small segment, that there is a problem along the lines of hate, greed, jealousy, and all the other negative emotions, then man himself has the capacity to solve his problems, to elevate himself above these earthly emotions. For in the beginning, there were no unbalanced emotions inherent in the soul and the spirit.
So we indeed have much to do, that it would seem.
Yes, Robert. When this one was directed to come to you, there was at that time a great knowing of the need of those on your planet, knowledge. As you know, the time grows short until part of your world will be destroyed, as you know, destruction at this time. If you can go forth and plant your seeds, then much good can come, and the harvest can at least be in sight. We realize that this will not be an instantaneous process, but up until this time, all the seeds which have been planted have been cast aside by the wind. It is of great concern to this council that there are upon your world others who have the capacity to bring forth knowledge and who use not this capacity through either ignorance, fear, or disbelief. You are one who has come to bring knowledge not only through yourself, but through others. You have the capacity to see and to understand that there are those who have been sent and prepared to bring forth this knowledge. As you say, there is much work to be done, but a beginning is all that can be asked.
Well, there you have it. Discourses on love and hate, and a voice from a near eternal council. Do realize these are only words attempting to express perhaps the inexpressible in human language. We offer these without particular comment, but hope you have a few comments of your own. If you have, we'd like to hear them. Until then, this is Robert Monroe saying, the difference in dreams versus daydreams seems quite simple. In one, you have a choice. Well, see you around, I hope.